Border Tuner is a large-scale participatory art installation by Mexican-born artist Rafael Lozano Hemmer. It is designed to interconnect El Paso and Ciudad Juarez and to highlight the complex and long-standing collaboration that exists between the two cities and the two countries, providing a powerful and positive counter-narrative to current rhetoric about the border. The artist and his team are officially on site and at work on the installation. Today, we welcome the artist, Rafael Lozano Hemmer. Welcome to State of the Arts.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So it's real.
It's real. We turned on the light last night and it was majestic.
So literally, you flew into town and went straight to turn on the light.
Absolutely. I was just so eager to be on site and just to hook up with my guys who have been working for a few days. I've been so antsy, you know, developing the project over so many years, actually, and to finally see it placed on site was like a dream come true.
So what is that like? Because you started this about 2 years ago.
That's right.
And then all sorts of weird permitting and birds and FAA and just things you don't think about.
It's already like a site that is complicated because, you know, you've got all of the different sort of administrations that sort of take care of that site. And I knew that there would be like a considerable amount of permitting and so on. But I was really surprised that it was not as difficult as I imagined, to be honest. I mean, as a Mexican immigrant, I, for example, thought that meeting with Border Patrol would be really difficult. Like that, the stereotypes that I have did not match what I ended up meeting, which is people who were like open and they said, you know, we want to create a sense of community, so we welcome this project. And that took me by surprise.
You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it was kind of like, oh, okay. I was kind of ready for something a little bit more adversarial, but no, yeah. They were interested in it. And they're, at least the people that I spoke to had a sense of, yeah, this is important for the region. You know, we need to get people together. And so that kind of thing helped because I feel like the morale of the project has been kept together by incredible local communities and organizers and stakeholders who have really told me, like pretty much everybody in the region, both in El Paso and Ciudad Juarez, have united over a message, which is that it seems that nationally, internationally, the narrative that we have of the border is not appropriate. That's not actually accurate to what people in the field feel. So from all ages, all races, all political leanings, people agree that sadly, the different sort of narratives and stories and diversity that you have of the region are not getting represented. And so there's a little bit of a thirst to make those evident, to speak about them, to somehow highlight them. And that's what this project is about.
Did you know to have that expectation when you decided to do this project?
No, I came here. Well, I came here like so many other foreign artists show up into the region, right, with an idea of what to do. I knew exactly what I wanted to say, Marina. And then when I showed up at the area, this is my eighth trip to the area, I realized everything that I had imagined was wrong. Mm-hmm. It's not about what I want to say.
But you listen to us. That's the thing.
But not only did I listen, I realized that it is exactly the opposite that is needed. Not for artists to come and say something, but for artists to come and listen.
Right.
That's the thing. So the idea that I originally had for a cross-border piece was really about talking. And then Sintonizador Fronterizo, Border Tuner, is really more like a platform to tune into others and listen to others. And I think that just is a small variation, but it's all important because I would fail if this project is seen as some kind of UFO that just landed without any relationship to the communities that it seeks to serve. And so I'm very proud of the work that is being done by the team. So Kerry Doyle from UTEP, Leon de la Rosa in the Mexican side, who is a professor at the Universidad Autónoma, and then Edgar Picasso, the programming director. They've gone out to ensure that different communities that are underrepresented know about the project, that they see it as something that they can personalize and an opportunity, a platform, we call it, for them to self-represent.
And this cool amplification, you know, aside from being able to hear each other, these lights, I mean, they're going to be visible from 10 miles in any direction.
That's right. So these lights, the most powerful searchlights in the world. They're originally made, fabricated in Dallas, Texas. They're from a Texan company. And they're usually used for like large Paul McCartney shows or something like this. But the history of these searchlights is, of course, a bit ominous, right? So first they were used for international exhibitions at the end of the 19th century. But then during the wars, they were used for anti-aircraft surveillance. And then they were used for fascist spectacles of power. After the Second World War, the lights were used for victory parades. So when we see searchlights now, we associate them with the opening of a new like club or shopping mall.
Right,
or something.
Something big.
Something big, but like a celebration. And here in the region, of course, these powerful lights can be associated with the searchlights looking for migrants. Mm-hmm. And so it does not escape me that there is a very ballistic, violent kind of overtone of using these lights from that kind of tradition of intimidation. But precisely because of that, it's so important to revert the medium, right? So instead of having a show that is passive, that it's, you know, sort of directed by somebody who doesn't really understand the region, the lights react to the voices of local people, and mm-hmm. they emerge from those conversations. So the idea is to take those lights and instead of creating intimidation, create intimacy, a sense of belonging, a sense of, I've always said that this project, even though we're coming here to build bridges of light, is not really about connecting the two communities. It's about highlighting that those connections, that those bridges already exist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing that I'd really learned with talking to the local stakeholders and communities that I've met in this time.
So what is it with you and light? Because this is not your first light show installation.
No, so I've done quite a few. Like the first time I used these searchlights were for the 1999 arrival of the millennium in Mexico City. Mm-hmm. So I was commissioned to do like some kind of show. And the problem is I was looking at how everybody else was using technology of this kind. And they were all doing the same thing, these passive spectacles that people just kind of forget about. So I made a work called Alzado Vectorial, Vectorial Elevation, where anybody from the internet could make light designs over a website, alzado.net. And so from anywhere in Mexico or the world, you could design your light sculpture, send it to the city, and then it would get realized. Every 10 seconds, a new light sculpture would be rendered in the sky. And after that, I've done everywhere in Dublin, in Lyon, France, and Vancouver Olympics. I mean, these kind of projects they're popular in the sense that they're very powerful, so they can be, mm-hmm. they're so visible. But on the other hand, the fact that it is you who is the subject, it is you who provides the content, makes it personable. It makes it connective.
You give us that power.
Yeah, I mean, it's a power, but you know, I think this project is different than the previous mm-hmm. ones, because in the previous ones, like in the one I was just describing for the millennium, it would be like just one person making a light sculpture. And that's fine, you know, but people would just take turns. It's impersonal. There's something about it that what we're doing here is really about a conversation. In order for your voice to be heard, you need to hear somebody else. So to create a bridge, your voice is not being transmitted unless it's connected to somebody else. So picture like six interactive stations. You're at one, you connect to another one, say on the other side of the border, and then you're speaking to this person. They're hearing you. And if you're not interested or you want to check somebody out, you just tune them out,
just
tune somebody else.
On.
The lights will scan the sky and find somebody else. And that kind of capability to tune into different realities, I think it's a good mechanism for the border, because every time that you generalize about the border, you're like making a mistake, because you're going to find a different community. So like, for example, one of the things that I think is interesting about this project is we know there's a lot of bilingual people here, but then we're going to try and bring indigenous cultures, you know, and hear their language. Mm-hmm. Or I just learned that there's some people who speak German here, because there's like German plants.
Yeah.
So I mean, to be able to hear these other languages, I think it enriches the platform so that it is not, there's just this duality, right? Like you are one binational metropolis, but you also represent globalization, both the good parts, like for example, the capability for interdependence economically and, you know, sort of a share wealth, but also the bad parts of it, you know, the ideas of nationalism and the ideas of protectionism and stuff like that. So I really do agree when people say that this is like a test bed for how the world needs to negotiate relationships between countries. And honestly, I think that we need more and more any kind of gesture that brings people close together and that it helps establish new relationships with each other, that's what I think a community makes it stronger, you know, when those connections are evident.
And they're out there.
And they're out there.
And you're also giving us that power aside from being able to physically be down there and tune in. We can also do it online because you like to do that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, there was a situation that I thought was really interesting. If you are, for example, an undocumented migrant, mm-hmm. it's not likely that you will want to go to a place with 140,000 watts of light to speak publicly, to have that archived and tracked and listened to, amplified. So what we created is a little, if you go to bordertuner.net, there is a tab in the website called Participate, and you can send your own voice through that interface. And the reason we did that is because we think there may be people who just don't want to make it. They're shy. People could then contribute this way. Of course, we give priority to the live people because they're the ones. It's almost like a radio program. You need to have like activity all the time. But when no one's there, then the docents, the guides who will be there at all times in the stations, will play back some of these messages received electronically. And I think that that will make the project a little bit broader than just all about this region, because conceivably we could also get messages from other regions.
It's going to be exciting to see, and it's going to be multi-days.
Go to bordertuner.net, check out a tab called Events, because every single day we have different communities of people just performing or speaking. Every night there's something going on, and we invite you to look at that. Maybe that's an opportunity for you to see that show. But then, you know, think of what you can bring to the piece. It's an open mic right after those performances, and it's really important that people come and accept the responsibility to make the content for this project, because, again, if no one shows up, the piece doesn't exist.
It needs your voice.
It needs your voice.
So on the El Paso side, it's in the Bowie High School parking lot.
That's right.
On the Juarez side, it's in the Parque Chamizal. Rafael, it's so exciting to see your vision come to life. Border Tuner coming to our beautiful border from November 13th through the 24th. Today, my guest has been artist Rafael Lozano-Hammer. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.